91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us today at 91.3 KXCI Tucson's Community Radio. This is Aspen Green with my co-host Kathy Harris, and we are bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. You can learn more on our Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. Today, we are so happy to have back with us Tucson's singer-songwriter, Lara Ruggles, who was last on our show in 2022. Lara is involved in so many different things, and I'm really happy to have her back and see what she's been doing, Kathy.
I am too. We had so much fun with her last time. Just as an introduction, Lara Ruggles is a Tucson singer-songwriter who performs electronic pop under the name Shark Heart, and she also performs acoustic folk songs under her own name. She's released an EP, two albums, and four standalone singles since 2011. She's toured the United States at least a dozen times by herself with her own band and as a musician and crew member for other artists such as Gregory Allen Isikoff and poet Andrea Gibson. She says the biggest moments of her career so far have included opening a Christmas show for Leanne Rimes, I Am Impressed, and being selected as the artist in residence at Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. That allowed her to spend a month on the Big Island writing and recording new songs and having close encounters with more sea turtles than she could keep count. Lara has a new record, Anchor Me, out this week with a record release show in Tucson this Friday. Lara Ruggles, welcome back to Broad Perspectives Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here. And before we talk about your new record, I have to point out to our audience, in case they have forgotten, that you've been quite an activist in the past for musicians and for women. The last time you were on our show in 2022, the pandemic was not quite over, and you were on the board of a newly formed National Independent Venue Association, or NIVA, N-I-V-A, and you accomplished a lot while on that board. Can you tell us briefly what was done there? Because it was inspiring to many musicians and music venues at the time.
Yeah, NIVA was formed pretty much in April of 2020, right in the wake of venues closing down during the pandemic. The venue owners and promoters who formed it realized that they were going to need to come together as a coalition to say, like, hey, independent venues have kind of a different situation going on than other businesses. We can't pivot and like offer food takeout. We can't be open at all for probably the next year and a half. So there were a lot of different organizations that worked to get federal relief funding for venues. NIVA was the organization that coined Save Our Stages and really pushed the Save Our Stages campaign as a national petition campaign. And so like 2 million people signed on to say, I support the Save Our Stages campaign. I support independent venues getting funding. And that resulted in the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant, which was $16 billion of relief funding for independent venues, which represents the largest public arts rescue in U.S. history. That was a pretty big accomplishment, and NIVA is continuing to advocate for independent venues all over the country. There's a lot going on within NIVA, which is the 501c6, so they can lobby. There's lobbying happening and advocacy on a national level. And then NIVA also has a 501c3 tax-deductible foundation, and the foundation is running a whole workforce development program, getting folks into work in music venues that are typically underrepresented in the industry. It's a very, very white male dominated industry. They're running this workforce development program called the Vokes program. And I just wrote a grant application for them in Tennessee that was funded recently. So that's really exciting. They also have an emergency relief fund for music venues, the foundation. And so that's going to be playing a pretty instrumental role in hurricane relief in the Southeast. I'm still chairing the Inclusion and Diversity and Equity and Access Committee for NIVA.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they were still doing all that great kinds of stuff. So thanks for updating us on that. And thanks for all of your work on that. Now, at the time that we talked to you a couple of years ago, you were also working at a woman-focused nonprofit organization. And I recall talking to you about the initiative that you were working on to get the right to abortion into our state constitution, which was a successful initiative, as we all know. It was approved by voters on November 5th. That must have felt really good, first of all. But also, since you're obviously an activist in a number of areas, I have to ask, are you involved in any other projects right now?
I've definitely felt like a level of guilt this year because my primary focus this year, since I quit my job to focus on it, has been releasing this new album. But certainly, like in the wake of the election, there's a lot of folks out there rightly feeling less safe. What I'm really looking at, what feels like the thing that we're all going to need to do a lot of in the next 4 years, is how do we organize at a neighborhood level? Like, how do we create mutual aid networks in our own neighborhoods and create these circles of safety with each other and just kind of mobilize to help the people who we know and to be a safe place for the people in our circles? I attended last year an Americans for the Arts presentation on the economic impact of the arts in Arizona. And it's crazy the level of impact. The arts as an industry was like bigger than agriculture, bigger than three other industries that I expected would be huge. And they're only getting data from nonprofits. I have this idea. I would really love to get for-profit music venues and arts businesses included in that survey, because I think we made the case successfully with Save Our Stages that music venues are such a huge driver of the economy. The economic impact of the arts can't be overstated how important the arts is in our ecosystem, in local economies. And what happens if it goes away is that so many other things suffer. I think there's two different arguments we make about the arts. A lot of times there's the, it's an economic contributor and it's actually necessary to the survival of the economy that goes over well with politicians. And then there's the other argument, our souls need it. We need it to be healthy humans. We need it to process our lives and understand ourselves and our histories. And both are true. The arts is so necessary to every aspect of what it is to be human, not only internally, but externally, as far as how it affects the rest of our world. I want to see that argument getting made at a larger level and more funding getting realized.
Okay, I love everything you're saying, and I think we should do a whole program on it, and maybe we will in the very near future. And I couldn't agree more. I run a little venue. It makes my heart feel so good to see everybody getting together for the purpose of listening to music and getting a little peace in their lives. Now, you quit your job to do music full time. Congratulations.
Yes.
That's a big step. And
Thank
we
you.
All know that life as a full time musician is typically not very lucrative unless you're very famous. But the love of music seems to triumph all practicalities like paying rent and buying food. I wonder if you would share with our listeners a story that I read about you, about what your father said to you when he bailed you out of a financial problem so that you could finish a music tour. It was very touching. Can you tell our audience that story?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something I carry really close to my heart because it meant so much to me when it happened. I was in Georgia with my band and the brakes had gone out on our tour bus and it was going to cost us $900 to fix it. I had about $500 in my bank account total at the time. I called my dad and he just gave his credit card number to the mechanic over the phone so that we could get to our next show. And so I called him after that just to say, hey, I'm sorry that you have to bail me out. I'm sorry that I picked a career that doesn't make any logical sense. And he called me back because I think I left that on his answering machine. And he was like, you know, I want you to reframe that because how does it make any more logical sense? And how is it any more practical actually to go work a job that you hate for money? That was such a healing thing to hear.
That's for sure. I can see why that meant so much to you. And you don't hear stories like that very often. Usually, families and friends are more likely to question your sanity if you're trying to make a living with music. Tell us just briefly, why is music so important to you? What does it mean to you that you're willing to put up with the financial uncertainty?
It's how I process the world. It's how I process my emotions. Without songwriting, I don't really have good tools for moving through the things that I need to move through in my life in order to be like a healthy, fully realized individual. It requires like a certain kind of time and space to be able to sink into. It doesn't really work on top of a full-time job. Anytime that I have had a full-time job, I will write maybe one song every 2 years, and it just like comes to a complete standstill. And then I start to completely fall apart. I can't keep my mental health. I just go into burnout and I can't come out. So it's a thing that I become very fragmented as a human without. Like, I'm not going to be okay if I don't come back to this. So it's sort of a can't not situation.
You have to do music. That's all there is to it. Let's talk about the new record you have coming out this week. This is not a project of Shark Heart. This is an individual project. This is the first album you've released under your own name in 9 years. What made you decide to record an album on your own this time?
I feel like I always have the next couple of albums in my head, just bouncing around in there. And I always feel if I don't get them out of my head, there's not going to be space for anything else. With this one, it was all these songs that I had written as I was releasing my 2015 album that I had just put to the side in order to start Shark Heart and start playing around with electronic production and writing some songs in a different tone, different genre. And these songs just weren't going away. You know, I had like put them to the side, but they were still front of mind, just constantly popping up. And it's at a certain point, I was like, well, I guess I need to record these to get them out of my head. And so I took a trip to Colorado and I worked with a friend of mine, Steve Varney, who has a band called Kid Reverie. That's like his music is incredible. It's devastating in the most beautiful way. We recorded it on the farm where he lived. It was supposed to be like this simple, very stripped down folk album just to get the songs out of my head so that I could work on the next thing. And then it turned into something that feels a lot more fully realized than that.
We're glad you did it because it's a beautiful record. Let's listen to one of the songs so our audience knows what your music is like. Aspen, what are we going to hear first?
So the first song we're going to hear is called Bend the Truth off the album Anchor Me. And I read that you wrote this while you were sitting by the side of a beautiful estuary in the southern end of Hawaii. So tell us what this song is about and how it turned out to be a help to you.
It's funny that I wrote it on the side of this beautiful estuary because this is very much a song about my biggest fears. All of that was coming up for me in that moment, like sitting in this peaceful place. I had seen a pretty gnarly car accident and it had just kind of stuck with me and haunted me a little bit. And so this song just kind of started coming out. I felt like I was just taking dictation. And then I got to the last line of the chorus, and it shocked me that that was what came out. I was not expecting that. And that's really the heart of the song, this idea that you can't actually hold on to any moment, you can't hold on to anything or any person. And coming to terms with that was a thing that actually helped me move forward in my life in a way that I had been resisting.
And I just want to give out some credits. You are on the vocals and vocal backgrounds and electric guitar. Freddie J. Walker is on the electric guitar. Kevin Larkin on piano.
Yeah, he's
Patrick,
great.
I know he's such a great guy. Patrick Morris on bass and Pete Connolly from Birds and Arrows on drums. So let's take a listen to Bend the Truth off the album Anchor Me.
South on the Belt Road, I saw a car turned on its head. Firefighters with flashlights were scanning the road. window. My mom said the end of the world's in a few days, so of course I'm away from home. But oddly, I'm not worried. Maybe that's 'cause I'm always worried. And it's just nice to have a couple reasons why. Feels a little less lonely to have death right beside me, saying I never make guarantees, never promise to take my time. But I don't wanna be so fragile, wanna be impenetrable. For a minute, it just never quite ends.
91.3 KXCI Tucson. I'm Aspen Green here with Kathy Harris. We're returning to our interview with Lara Ruggles. And let me just say, what a great song. And I just visioned Hawaii sitting on the estuary when I was listening to it. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, that's really a wonderful song. And I just have to say, I never get tired of hearing your voice. It's so outstanding.
Thank you.
You've already done a lot in your musical career. What's the most exciting thing that's happened to you so far?
There's been a lot of exciting things. I used to tour as the merch person with Gregory Alan Isakov, and I asked, we're going to be doing a show in Tucson. Could I come up and sing a song with you because my family's going to be there? He called me up for the encore that night. And then the rest of the tour, he was like, you should just keep doing that. That was really fun. And so he had me come up and sing the encore every night at the end of the show. And that was such a fun, amazing thing. Being on the tour bus with that whole crew, the whole band and the whole crew are such genuine, warm, wonderful people. Touring with Andrea Gibson was a huge highlight. And Andrea and I worked on a few songs together that they wrote lyrics for and I put to music. And opening for Leanne Rimes was a huge highlight too.
I bet it was. All of those things are very exciting. Let me just ask you though, when you listen to music, who do you listen to? Who inspires you?
Okay, I made a list because I didn't want to forget anybody. My friend Megan Burt in Colorado, she's been someone that I've looked up to for a long time, and she released a new album this year that is fantastic. Covenhoven writes beautiful music. Kid Reverie, again, has a couple of albums out that are amazing. One of them is a banjo album, and the other one's more like rock. Anna Tivel, I covered one of her songs on my new album. I think that her songwriting is so incredible. Anais Mitchell, Carcy Blanton. Carcy Blanton is like another anti-capitalist songwriter whose songs I just think are so spot on. Brenna is a young but like incredibly powerful artist who I've met recently, and I love her songs. Boy Genius is incredible. And Joya Ladakun is an artist who I've been really loving lately.
Okay, that is quite a list, but we appreciate that. We'll have to look up a few of those people. Okay, well, let's try to squeeze in another song here. Aspen, do we have something else we can play here?
Sure. The next song is What You Call Home off the same album. And do you want to just tell us a little bit about that song?
Sure. I wrote this one when I was living in Colorado and I had just ended my first very significant long-term relationship. And I was living in a house with four different roommates and we were up just outside of town. So we lived on a dirt road. I would take these walks at night by myself, processing things. There were a couple songs that came out during those walks and What You Call Home was one of them. And I kind of think of it as like the song where my subconscious was telling me that I was going to end up back in the desert, but I didn't want to believe it yet.
I wasn't. So let's take a listen to What You Call Home off the album Anchor Me.
Tracing these steps for a summer now. Got a garden to tend. But you can't take all the same roads to reach a different end. Counting silhouettes of power line poles. And the measure that an empty heart holds. And I think I'd like to have someone to see this by my side. But even when I did, I chose to take these walks alone. And nothing's better than the smell of dirt roads when it rains. But what I call home is not the same as what you call home. You and I were going nowhere together and everywhere strange. So we split the playing pieces and started separate games. Still facing the same old opponents now. You are none of them, they all have names like fear and shame and doubt. And I think I'd like
by my side. Because even without you, I never feel like I'm alone. Nothing's stronger than
I really love that song and I so relate to it. I'm glad that we played that one. You have a record release show coming up this Friday. Give us some details about it. Where is it going to be? When? All the details.
Yeah, this Friday, December 6th at Splinter Collective. I'll be playing with my full band. Doors are at 6 and the show starts at 7. It's a $20 suggested donation, but no one will be turned away for lack of funds. The special guests who will be playing sets before me are Freddie J and Hayden.
That sounds really wonderful. We'll look forward to that. And where can our audience find you and your music?
I have my website, which is lararuggles.com. They can find me on Bandcamp and Spotify and Apple Music and Tidal and all those places. I'm pretty active on Instagram and TikTok, which are both at Sharkheart, and that's Shark with 2 K's and Heart with 2 T's.
That's great. Lara, we're so happy that you stopped by to say hello, and you're involved in so many wonderful things. I know that we're going to have you back again, but it's been great to talk to you, and good luck on the new record.
Thank you so much. It's so lovely to be here again, and I really appreciate it.
And as always, so quickly, we have come to the end of our show today. Thanks, Lara. To me, you're a superwoman. I admire you so much. And I wish you the best with your new album and your new album release party. And thanks to all of you out there for being with us today. This is Aspen Green with Kathy Harris on Broad Perspectives Radio. And you can learn more on our Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. Stick around right now, because next up we have Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. Enjoy your Sunday, and we'll see you next week.